Vladimir Majewski. He would not be as well known to us as other speakers here today, but he comes to us from assemblies in Yugoslavia and Serbia, where he is a full-time worker. He is involved in evangelism, radio broadcasting, Bible school lecturing, church leadership, camp work and welfare ministries in a country that is sorely devastated by war. I've seen the outcome of that during the week that has passed. Our brother will bring to us this afternoon a message that will be informative and challenging as to what Christians are doing in the world's trouble spots. This evening he will bring us a visual presentation. So we welcome our brother to the platform this afternoon.
Thank you very much for introduction and welcome. And I have to apologize myself that I cannot speak so nice and good English as the previous preacher. And you have to suffer a little bit listening quite broken English language, and from time to time I use German words because I used to be in Germany as a missionary. But I hope that I'll be able to bring short message about a country with the last 10 years is in headlines of all newspapers, television and radio. But first of all, I would like to bring you greetings from brothers and sisters in Yugoslavia. And secondly, I would like to express thankfulness to God. He brought me here. Because we as a Christians know that our lives are led by our God. I never dreamed to be once in Australia, though I visited a number of countries all over the world. But exactly at such conference 12 years ago, not too far from here in Manila, I met a man who is guilty of my coming here. And that's Don Fleming. And we met together 12 years ago at Manila, and it was our first meeting, and I at the time heard much about your country and about Bridgeway ministry. And then he got the opportunity to come to Yugoslavia, as far as I know, twice, and I had the opportunity to be his interpreter. I would prefer if he could interpret today from Slovak into English for me. Could you do that? No. And we spent together a lot of time at various conferences, consultation of brethren in Rome, in England, and I have full right to express my thankfulness, gratitude to him that he helped me with AMT and some other brothers, Yugoslavs who are living in Australia, to be here and spend 5 weeks in this beautiful, beautiful country, in this promised land, I say really honestly, as I could see. And I'm thankful that many of you are supporting that ministry, and students in Yugoslavia and preachers could have a beautiful dictionaries and commentaries written by Don, which are very much used even in my radio ministry. So, a little bit about myself, because you never met me, probably never heard about me. I grew up in Serbia, north part of Serbia, which used to be and still is part of Yugoslavia. Now we are speaking about former Yugoslavia with 6 republics and 4 nations. And we speak about the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, which consists of 2 republics, Montenegro and Serbia. What's going to be tomorrow, we don't know. But we have been following situation in our country, and I have been getting emails and SMS news, and the final was the liberty or freedom in Serbia. It was the final call from Yugoslavia. But we know the freedom and peace can bring only Jesus Christ, Prince of Peace. That is only hope for Yugoslavia, Serbia, for Australia, for Pakistan. And therefore our main task is to preach the gospel, to preach the Christ. And we have been doing in Yugoslavia, and we continue to preach the Christ in our country. I was brought in small Slovak village, about 80 kilometers north from Belgrade, in a largest assembly. And I got converted when I was 13 through the ministry of two British missionaries. They used to work in Poland, Slovak, Czech Republic, and from time to time they came to Yugoslavia. And it was May 1961, as they have been preaching 7 evenings, as we usually brethren do, 1 week evangelism. And on one of these occasions, Lord spoke to my heart, and I opened my heart and trusted Him, and I became His child. Since that, I grew up in that assembly until I got married with Anna, beautiful lady from Slovakia, and God gave us 4 children, and our oldest daughter got 4 daughters, so we are grandparents of 4 granddaughters. Our second son is also married. And then we have a third daughter. She's studying English and Slovak language in Slovakia. And the fourth child is a son, 12 years old, who is with us. We have opportunity to serve the Lord 7 years in Munich, in Germany, among so-called guest workers, Yugoslavs, who left country, went for a while to work in Western countries, earn the money, and then come back, build their existence in Yugoslavia. And at that time, over 1 million Yugoslavs used to live in Germany. So it was a chance to bring to this peace a people a gospel. And exactly Videnes, already was mentioned here, was ready to support us as a family. And during these 7 years, a church was established, assembly was established in Munich, Germany, and many believers are still there, living, ministering, and working. But in 1981, Lord led us back to Yugoslavia. It was not easy to leave Germany. You know, to leave Germany is something special. And it was the time when Tito died, and we knew the situation will go worse and worse. But once Lord calls you, you have to obey, or you should obey. And we did obey. And today, 19 years, nearly 20 years later, we may say it was right decision. Because what we have experienced, especially in the last 10 years, was worthy to leave Germany and living standard, life standard in Germany, and serve to the Lord in our country. More about that I will show you and tell tonight when I am going to speak about the Christian Evangelistic Center, which was founded 10 years ago. But after coming back to Yugoslavia, we were much involved in children and youth ministry, because this ministry was neglected for many years in assemblies in our country. Somehow, all the generation didn't understand young people and their needs. And we are still suffering of lack of young people. Even many young people fled from assemblies, brethren assemblies, to other churches to find more space to be used by Lord. And I think it was one of the reasons why we came back to Yugoslavia and started to work with young people. We started to organize camps. We were not allowed to talk about the camps before that period, because it was something worldly. But since 1983, we started to make camps, and the number of children who attend these camps grew. A number of non-converted people came, got converted, and somehow camp ministry was accepted. and grew and grew, and a couple of years later we could buy a small property, and now we have each year many camps through the summer, and 200 to 300 children and young people are attending these summer camps, and I may say that many children during this period came to know Lord Jesus. And I was and still responsible, of course, with other brothers for this ministry among the brethren. And since 1990, Lord called us to a different ministry. We established Christian Evangelistic Center, which gave us so many opportunities to spread the gospel, especially in these wars, years which are behind us. But as I told, much more about it tonight with a video presentation. Brethren assemblies, they started 1915 in our country through missionaries from England. So we are very thankful for brothers and sisters from England. They used to come and talk about the Christ, and the first church was established exactly in the town where I was born and where I live now. And there are very few assemblies. In former Yugoslavia, they were about 20, but now in this new last Yugoslavia, there are only 12 small assemblies with only about 450 members all together. And generally speaking, in the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, there are about 11 million of population, and not 2%, but 0.05% of born-again people. Very, very few. Maybe you will ask why. Well, one of the reasons why so many Christians, that we lived 50 years under the strong communism, maybe not so strong as in Romania and Bulgaria and other countries, but still under the regime, and we were not allowed to evangelize publicly. We were not allowed to use radio, distributing of literature. And that makes us a Christian very comfortable. You know, we were allowed to come to our assembly halls, to have our meetings, have our children and youth meetings, but nothing more. And we became very, very comfortable. And we have forgotten outreach. You know, if one church has no outreach, is slowly dying out. That is true. Not only for Yugoslavia, but also for Australia and Pakistan, for each country. We are called to evangelize. We are called to share the gospel with the people living around us. But there was some type of evangelism. We are living in a rural area, and many people are in the summertime farming. But in the winter time, they got a lot of time, so we organize winter evangelistic rallies, which means each church got 1 week, and from Sunday to Sunday, we got evangelistic meetings, and through these meetings, well, the church number were somehow stagnating, were the same number. And just in the very last 2 years, or some years, we started to rethink and to see a need of evangelism. And actually a younger generation showed us this need. And one young brother went to Montenegro, which is a south republic of Yugoslavia on the Adriatic coast, because Lord put on his hard burden to evangelize this part of Yugoslavia where no evangelical church existed. This is a small republic with 600,000 to 800,000 of population, but people who are really very hard, they are Orthodox, but spiritually totally blinded. And this young man went to this country alone, but started to serve the Lord. Came after 1 year to his mother church in Novi Sad, which is capital of region. Maybe Novi Sad is known to you, because all three bridges have been blown out in this last aggression in last year. And finally, church understood it's good to send out somebody for a mission. So it was the first time in history. It might be funny for you because you sent so many missionaries all over the world. But it was something special for us when church, very first time, sent out somebody for a mission. When the elders could put hands upon him and say, in the name of the Lord, we send you. We are behind you. Partly, we will support you. And just 3 years later, the small church was planted in Podgorica, which is capital of Montenegro. I have an opportunity to be there many times to baptize a few of these people and to teach them, because I'm teaching on Bible school in our town. I lectured to this group, or I went through with them through the Acts and some other Bible books. And the church is slowly growing. They are gathering together about 15 to 18 persons each Sunday in a bank office. They got now their oven their oven house. But some foreign Christian has a small bank, and so they are between the desk in a bank, 15 or 20 of them each Sunday preaching the gospel. Praise the Lord for this progress. Then 3 years ago, one young couple from Subotica, which is one city on the border toward Hungarian, one couple decided to open a Bible store, bookstore. This group was supported through Trust Ministries from Ireland with Thomas Jennings. Maybe somebody might know him. I heard that his some prayer letters are coming to Australia as well. And they opened bookstore without getting a permission, because our government didn't like to give them permission. And one day came one person to this bookstore and they talked and said, well, in town about 25 kilometers from here, there is one person who is interested in the Word of God. So this couple started to visit this small town with Hungarian speaking people. Today, there is a church with 10 people, baptized people. On 6th of August, they opened their small gospel hall. And there is a number of friends. I have opportunity just 2 weeks to be there and preach. And about 20 people came together, some of them gypsies. So this is the second church which was planted just in due time. And the largest one is in the city of Aranjelovac. I know you cannot remember all these names, but just to say where it is, about 40 kilometers southly from Belgrade. It has happened that 7 years ago, one family, a gypsy family of Muslim background, fled from Yugoslavia just because the man was involved in the smuggling of weapons, guns. It was a war time. It was a good time to earn money on this way. But police wanted to arrest him, and he fled visit with his family, wife and three children, to Germany. We are much around the Germany today. And they went to Schwelm, and there is there are some brethren assemblies, but somehow their children started to visit a Sunday school in this brethren assembly. And the man never wanted to hear anything about Christian God. He was a Muslim. But the children visited regularly Sunday school, and then at Easter, the church has a festival, and there was some food over, and they wanted to give somebody. To whom? Well, to visit these refugees from Yugoslavia. And as they opened the door, these men for the first time accepted the Christians into his house. And since that moment, he started to visit assembly in Schwelm. Some months later, he and his wife got converted. Year later, they were baptized. And a year later, they had to leave Germany, came back to their home, and started to witness, to share to other gypsy fellow friends about the Christ. But not many were interested. But then came the moment when, sorry to say, aggression toward Yugoslavia started. We couldn't sleep 75 days because all the time airplanes have been flying over our heads, bridges and factories have been totally destroyed. Well, the world was destroying and the Lord was building. And all these gypsies who got some information about Christ from this couple just in streams came to this family, please pray with us, please read us the word of God. And the rockets have been just firing in the mountain behind, and they have been all together about 30 in one wooden barracks, or what do you say, cottage. They have been praying. And as a result of their fear, number of these people receive, accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. 8 of them have been baptized, and some are the candidates to be baptized. And they started very simply to gather in a dining room, and Bible school students and myself, we very frequently visit them, and they are spiritually growing. Each time about 30 people come together to study the Word of God. Not 30 minutes or 40 minutes, 3-4 hours. They are full of the questions. And this couple in between, after this aggression, came to Bible school, finished 1 year Bible seminary or Bible course, and now another couple from this small church is in a Bible school to be trained to be able to share with other people about Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, this is just very briefly from the ministry of assemblies in Yugoslavia. We are very small number of assemblies, small number of members. Not everybody is much excited to do this ministry, but Lord has always such instruments, such witness who are ready in season and out of the season, as Paul writes, to witness, and God is faithful and blessing this ministry. I ask you to pray for these 3 new locations, new planted churches. They are not without opposition. There is a lot of opposition from the people who are Orthodox and who are totally against the evangelicals, considering them as a sect. In spite of that, the ministry is slowly growing. Just a year ago, one young brother who finished also Bible school from my church also decided to go to Montenegro. He is only one Christian in the city with maybe 30,000-40,000 of population. But in between, one gypsy lady got converted, was baptized, and there is a group of people who are interested in the Word of God. Therefore, we have so many reasons why to thanks to God and why to pray and expect that His ministry will expand in due time. We don't know what the future brings. We are now in a big changes. We don't know what this new democracy will bring to our country. We as a Christian are a little bit afraid that even it might be worse for us, because a new government is much more connected to Orthodox Church, and it is a very strong church with strong influence. They played a very great role even in these changes. We have seen on television how these priests have been blessing all these things which were happening. But nevertheless, in season or out of season, we are there to proclaim the Christ. And he will give us strength and power. And we ask you, I ask you in the name of brothers and sisters, to pray for this small flock of, or little flock, as Watchmani was called in China, for a little flock in Yugoslavia, Serbia and Montenegro, for ministry on these new planted churches, also for the mission ministry in other parts, which I'm going to talk far more tonight.